Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Network.
Oh, I was warned about her love.
It's Rob McCray bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. It's just you and me continuing our little talk, just the two of us. I want to remind you of a conversation that that I had with online experts over the last 20 years. And one of the things that I remember Jonathan Zook was one of the first ones to ever say this to us. He probably said it to us 17, 18 years ago. He said, we were talking about all the cool things that we were doing online. And he pointed out to us that we were going to be trading all that convenience for a loss of privacy, maybe even a loss of security, that in our relationship with the online world, that we're going to have to balance how much are we willing to have, how much convenience, how much cool things are we willing to have, what are we willing to trade for that? How much of our private life are we willing to trade for that? How much of our security, of our personal assets and our personal business, how much of privacy are we willing to give away, and how much security are we willing to risk? Because he was pointing out that the more you lean on all these killer apps, right, all this cool stuff, the more you lean on that, that usage exacts a price from it. Takes a price, it takes something away, it weakens the firewall. And I use that literally and figuratively, the firewall between us and the bad guys. And so over the years, you know, I hope you've been doing this. I've tried to balance all of that. And I would not give information to organizations or entities that I didn't think deserved could manage that information well. For example, if you open up an investment account, those people they're like your bank, they're like the government. They have to have all your information so they can make sure you're the person showing up, right, and not somebody else. So that's for your protection, but the fact that somebody else has that information, your Social Security, your driver's license, other information like that, your birth date, marrying all those together and putting them together, that's how they find out if you are you when you show up. You know, they assume that people who are bad guys don't have all of those things. They don't have all four: your name, your birthday, your Social Security number, your driver's license, and maybe even a password. They won't have all those things. They'll have one or two. And if they don't have all of them, they kick them out. They only let you and me in because you and I have all that. Right? We have all those things when we sign up for, when we go to our securities, our investment account, or our bank, or whatever it might be. So if I'm doing business with somebody and I'm their customer and they want more information from me, then I don't give it to them. I don't let them have it because they don't need it. Now comes Equifax. If you've been tracking this at all, I hope you have been. Equifax is a credit rating company, right? And whether you know it or not, they have an account for you. Whether you're paying for it or not, they know, they have your information. They have your credit information. And so I happen to have an account with them. Purchased their services a while back, some time ago, And so this is where every year, so every so often, as often as you want, or as often as you, depending on what you pay, you can go check on your credit. I did it to make sure that my credit report was accurate. I did it to make sure that I could make sure no one was doing anything with my credit that they weren't supposed to. Well, in order to do that, you have to confirm certain things about your personal life, your Social Security, your driver's license, your birthday, things like that. These are companies that have to have that if they're going to give you the best information. And we thought we could count on them, right? Well, Equifax had now the largest breach since the Yahoo breach. 150 million people, it appears, their records have been compromised by some bad guys. And so I'm assuming I'm one of them. And so I don't know what we're going to do about this, but I'm telling you all this to remind you that the more cool things we have online, all of that costs something. It takes something from us, which is another way of saying it weakens us. And so we have to be careful. We have to think about these things. Is it worth exposing our privacy and our safety for what we're going to get on the other side of that button, pushing that button? Back to my comment earlier in the last segment about digital leverage. Just because we can doesn't mean that we should. We're going to increasingly have this decision in front of us. We all need to be making this decision before we push that button and give people information about us. We need to make sure it's really that important. And right now, after what's happened with Equifax, I'm questioning my previous decision. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.